there are so many things there that maybe point in the direction of advice, that lean toward advice. And so what I want to get into in a little bit is how you delineate that line between providing services and tools and providing actual advice, which it strikes me is probably not in your purvey.
That's correct.
But talk about some of the calculators that are on there that will help people figure out where they need to go.
Right. Well, as you pointed out, we do have a number of different calculators, and the way we set them up is the way we set up really the entire website for participants who are going in to try to learn something. We set it up in Q&A format, and I think that helps people because they know what their questions are, even if they haven't sat down and written them out. And when they see that question, how much will my account grow? What are my retirement needs? How much risk am I willing to accept? You get those questions and you follow through on hot links to get you to different calculators and different facts that help you answer those questions.
What kind of response have you gotten to this since you did the revamps? This is the kind of thing that wasn't on your site before, in this form at least, and when you revamped the site, what's it been, a year or so?
Yeah, it was last summer, so
yeah.
It's not quite a year. But I'll tell you what I noticed the most. I don't get many calls. I haven't gotten a single call from someone who's saying, you know, I was at your website, and here's what you should do.
You know, you just jinxed that now, of course.
Probably. It'll be coming through.
Yeah.
Everybody who's listening will call this afternoon. Mm. But that's really the main call. We updated it and put it in a more modern, easy-to-follow style. And what we try to do is spread it out so that people understand the TSP is not, it's a thing, but it's really part of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that it's a part of is retirement security. And you're going to have a lot of sources, hopefully, of income in retirement. If you're a Fed and you, you know, work throughout your career for the federal government, you're certainly going to have three sources with mm-hmm. your Social Security, your defined benefit, whether it be, FERS, CSRS, or Uniform Services Retirement. And then you'll have your TSP. So,
mm-hmm.
so you really want to look at all three of those. You also, we try to point out, you want to consider outside savings. You want to think about the value of your home. You can calculate or project all of these things to put them in the framework of how much income will this produce during my period of retirement. But remember, that's a secondary question. The first question is, what are my investment needs in retirement?
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to have in order to maintain my style of living?
Yeah.
And that's really the critical first question.
Talk about that line that I mentioned earlier, which is the line where one side of it is where you are with helping people understand what they need to, what total numbers are and that kind of thing. And the other side of that line where you're not allowed to be, which is telling people you should do this much here and this much here and this much there and other elements. What are some other questions that maybe aren't in your purvey to be able to answer for people that they shouldn't expect you to be able to answer?
Right. I think probably the cleanest example of the first part, what is the education? We have on the website 5 pages that are called the fund sheets. And what they do is look at the C, S, I, F, and G fund, lay out historical information on that, help you get a sense of what the risk is in that particular investment, give you a full understanding of what all is included in the Standard & Poor's 500. For instance, we give examples of what the largest stocks are in there. Not all 500, of course, but we explain that it's a broad-based index that includes the 500 blue-chip stocks. So that is clearly giving information, education, and anyone who reads those five fund sheets should have a very good idea of what each of the individual funds offers and how it's composed. An example of being across on the other side of the line would be to say, okay, now we understand you and what your goals are, and here's what we how we recommend that you allocate your TSP investment among the five funds.
Right.
That would clearly be across the line and giving investment advice. But we did come up with a way to bridge that to a certain extent with our L funds, because the L funds are professionally designed asset allocations, which adjust over time as you approach your investment horizon to plan to draw that down the assets in your TSP account and use them becomes more conservative. Anyone can look and see what those allocations are. That information is on the website. They could do it themselves if they chose to do so, if they wanted to, or they can have us do it for them. So that's our bridge, if you will, that goes further than just providing education, but nevertheless is not investment advice.
I think I'm going to sign you up to be the president of the L Fund Fan Club, and I'll have Mike Causey be the vice president, and you guys can have meetings a couple of times a month and figure out how all that should work.
I enjoy getting together with Mike, and you should see the two of us when we start talking finances. But I will say this about the L Funds. I just looked out at the numbers and see that we are now up to 770,000 participants who have some funds in the L funds. And that number over the past year is up from 680,000 in March of last year.
Oh, so your magic is working, Tom. Nicely done.
It is. I think that people are looking at the returns. They're understanding that this keeps them on the efficient frontier and doesn't push them out there too far for what their time horizon is. And they're beginning to get comfortable with that idea. And I think that's a good thing.
Great to have you on as always.